everybody. Welcome back to Gary Cantrell Podcast. Glad you're here. And it's another week. Just got back from Las Vegas. That was a lot of fun. And I got to tell you that it went by so fast. I feel like the funnest times that I have are always the ones that go the quickest. Isn't that kind of how it works for everybody? So, got a lot of fun in. I didn't do a lot of filming. That was the big to-do on last week's podcast, but I opted to film one video and one video only. That video is up now, youtube.com/theedibleadventures. Me checking out the MGM Grand Buffet. That was pretty cool to basically do my first buffet video. That was a lot of fun. And just something different, you know? It's Las Vegas. And I know that those videos, at least for us so far, have not, you know, broken any kind of crazy records. I think the Fat Burger video is the one that's done the best. I think that's at like a couple hundred views or something. The rest are kind of lower on the totem pole right now in terms of views. But we'll see what this buffet one does, because I've seen a lot of those videos blow up for other creators. Of course, they are, you know, of different sizes. They're not as small of a channel as we are. But regardless, I think in time, you know, with search traffic and whatnot, it should do pretty, pretty well. And actually, I'm sitting here telling you to go check it out. And this is Gary of Tuesday afternoon, who hasn't even finished editing it yet. I had a long plane ride back home yesterday on Monday, and I edited most of it. I would say it's probably like 85, 90% done. So I just have to add in some stuff, cut out a few more things, and that's it. The audio, I feel like, is going to be a little shaky just because it's kind of loud in there, and there's really no other way for me to do it. I didn't have my lav mic with me, which is kind of a bummer, but I also have a beard, and having a beard does not do well for people and lav mics, because you have the hair and it just rubs up against the mic and it just sounds really awkward and annoying and all that stuff. So I was like, you know what? We're rolling with the shotgun mic, and that's just going to be it. And I mean, it doesn't sound bad. It's not the worst. It's also not the greatest either. It doesn't sound nearly as good as me in a car. Although I know I've talked about this on the Gary and Larry podcast that we do every week about how I'm kind of like sick of the car, even though that's what people know us for. I'm just like, I want to do more. I want to do, you know, get more exploring in with the whole format, and, you know, just kind of shaking it up a little bit, which is kind of weird because, like, you know, we're still at like a small level. So, you know, we have thousands of views on various videos, but we still don't have like that, you know, that crazy big like following that knows what we do and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, there's a time that's going to come where there's going to be one video that explodes, and out of that video that explodes, that, you know, could get, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of views, you know, probably 10% of those views will become like, you know, people that are really invested in the channel and really like what we do. And like, they might watch those videos and say, oh man, I love the car videos. Why are you guys so sick of them? So I feel like that time will come, but it's also that exciting part where it's like, you know, we're a little over a year in, so we're still kind of, you know, figuring out, you know, what our vision is, what our voice is in this world. And it's still, as far as I'm concerned, it's still to be determined. We're still kind of figuring this thing out, and it's fun to be along on that ride as you figure it out, because that's how you get better, repetition. So I am working on another video right now. I'll speak about that next week when I have more things filmed, because it's kind of, you know, filming it in pieces. And yeah, we can talk about it probably next. I'll probably save that for next week's podcast. We could talk about that. But other than that, yeah, I went to Vegas, and I know last week that was the whole thing. You know, do I document all these things? Do I record all these things? And the reality of it was, I was with my best friend. He's like a brother to me, and we just went out. You know, we hung out, had a few drinks here and there, had fun, and that was it. That was the whole thing of it. So, you know, just trying to enjoy myself. But I told him, I said, hey, you know, come Sunday, if, you know, if we haven't gotten something in the bag yet, we need to get it in the bag and, you know, stay on me, make sure I do it. And I did. And it's funny too, because there's like 5 or 6 seconds in the intro of the video where I was filming the outside of the MGM Grand, because, you know, in all of our videos, we have the exterior of where we're at, just to kind of show you, here's where we're at. And Las Vegas is so beautiful, especially at night. And the thing about it is the buffet is not even open at night. The buffet is open from 8 to 3. So at 3 o'clock, it is in fact not dark in Las Vegas, but I just thought that it was so beautiful that we had to go out after we had been walking around literally all day long. I mean, we clocked over 12 miles on Saturday, Sunday, whatever. I probably walked almost 40 miles in the entire weekend, because Vegas, that's the one thing I like about the city, is it's a walking city, because you have the strip and it's about a 4 or 5 mile stretch. And everything looks so close. So you're like, oh, I'll just walk until I get there. And then you realize, holy shit, I've walked like 4 miles already. And it's great. If you like to walk, it's a great place to go, because it's desert, it's hot, you're going to sweat, and you're going to get your steps in. And that's always a good thing. So anyway, this whole time-lapse thing that's at the intro of this video that some of you probably have seen by now, you know, it's in the video for 5 or 6 seconds, and it took like almost an hour to get that video. And the reason for that is because the MGM Grand is such a big, large resort, hotel, casino, all that stuff. I had no idea how big this place was, because every time I've ever walked into it from the strip, all I see is the casino and a couple of restaurants. And I'm just like, oh yeah, cool, whatever. But what I don't take into account is how much more there is as you keep going, because you have the gigantic hotel lobby in the very back. And when I say back, as in if you're walking in from the strip, if you're driving in, it's the front, but you have this gigantic lobby. They have like the big ring with the lion in it. And you know, they're usually promoting a boxing fight. So you have all that. It's a big spacious lobby. It's usually filled with people, which is why the mobile app with the mobile key and all that is amazing, because you can check in without having to talk to a single soul. And that's amazing. But you have this gigantic casino. They have a sports arena in there. They have a convention center. They have a food court. There's so much going on at the MGM Grand. So walking from your room to the street could be almost 20 minutes. And in some cases, if it's really crowded in there, it could be over 20 minutes, because you're just trying to, you know, get around people. So we came back from going out, went up to the room. That's almost 20 minutes. Grabbed the camera, walked back down. That's another 20 minutes. And then we're out there for, it's actually more than an hour now that I think about it, because we were out there for almost 20 minutes. It's like 5 or 6 minutes to shoot the time lapse. And then we're like dicking around, taking photos and stuff. And then another 20 minutes to go back upstairs. And let me tell you, when I say it, that it was worth every moment. Like, I don't give a shit how frustrated I get when it comes to going out and getting shots. I don't care. When you think about it, I did all of that for a 6-second shot in my video. That's how much I give a shit about what I do. I spent almost an hour to set up one shot, and it was totally worth it. It was just the casino at night. It's that beautiful green building with all the lights. And now you have the time lapse of the traffic driving by. You've got the big MGM sign out front. It's all lit up. It's got a video wall in front of it. It was worth every ounce of sweat of walking each way, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. And that really, when I look back at what I shot, I was just like, God, this is so beautiful. And you know, the average person could look at it and say, okay, yeah, whatever, it's cool looking, but you know, really, you spent an hour on that? Yes. Yes, I did. And so it just got my creative juices flowing a little bit and got me inspired. And now I just want to go back to Vegas with my camera in hand and just shoot all the casinos at night. Just, you know, all the beautiful lights and the signs and that's really what draws me to Vegas anyway. I mean, you know, my father's out there, so I visit him, but then also I just love the city of Vegas, and I don't even gamble. That's the thing too. Like I didn't drop 1 cent into any slot or table or anything. Nothing. I love the sights. I love the sounds. I love watching people. You know, this is just all the things that get me excited in Las Vegas. And, now I just want to go back and shoot video of all these places at night with my camera because I have the A7S III and it is a low light beast. I love it. I love it so much. And now I just want to go out and shoot with that thing everywhere, especially Vegas though, because then you have the opportunity you could do the S&Q, which is, you know, for the time-lapse mode, or, you know, you can go out there and just shoot some, you know, some beautiful buttery smooth B-roll, 60 frames, 120 frames in 4K. Oh God. I just get excited thinking about it. So yeah, that was my weekend in a nutshell, and excited to go get off this podcast, upload it, and then go finish that video so I can get it out. So that way, as you guys are listening to this, you're like, oh yeah, that was that video I just watched. And I hope you dig it. I hope you enjoy it. And as for me, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. So I want to thank you guys so much for checking out the podcast as always. And especially, I mean, come on, almost 12 minutes of me babbling about my camera and all this stuff. If you're still here, you the real one. So thank you for that. Thank you for being here. I love you guys so much. And I will talk to you very, very soon. Hey, you still there? Yeah, you. That must mean you really like this podcast. I really like you, so go leave a review on iTunes. Okay, thank you. Bye.